I'm really rich. I'll show you that in a second.
You know, I get accused of being kind of moderate and center. I plead guilty.
You do not. Congress does not regulate Wall Street. Wall Street regulates Congress.
And you're listening to Flashpoints on Pacifica Radio. What is going on in Michigan? It looks like over 75,000 votes were never counted. It looks like the Donald won that state by a lot less. Big questions being answered, but guess what? You're never going to find out. Doesn't look like that unless somehow Greg Palast can figure it out. And he joins us again this week for our weekly crimes, election crimes bulletin. We decided to continue it through the election because the election has turned into a crime scene. Greg, what's going on in Michigan?
Okay, I just came out of the snowstorms of Detroit. And what happened there is, to use Jill Stein's phrase, she was expecting, by the way, to find, you know, hackers and Russians in the software and all that stuff. And she said what she found instead shocked her. She found a Jim Crow election. Here's the real story. Okay, forget what you read in the New York Times about Russians, okay? Here's what happened. There's 75,355 votes that were not counted. We call it a recount. But it was actually counting votes for the first time that weren't counted. Almost all these votes were in Detroit and in Flint, black cities that vote blue, Democratic. Now, what happened with these 75,000 votes? Here's what happened. First of all, one way to think about Detroit and Flint is that they are best considered the occupied territories. These are two cities that went bankrupt. And the Republican state governor sent in his managers, as he called them, the emergency managers, to help restore these cities from the evil people elected by the people of Flint and Detroit. And in Flint, okay, they cut the budget for the water system, and we ended up with lead poisoning and poisoning the water. In Detroit, they cut the budget for the elections, and they poisoned the elections. They were old, busted machines that just didn't work. 87 machines, vote readers, the tabulators, didn't work, the scanners, in Detroit. That's about 1,000 people per machine. Were 1,000 people in each. So you're talking 87,000 people stuck with bad machines. In addition, you had machines where the seals were broken, which is evidence of tampering. In addition, you had machines that just didn't read them. They're old, crappy, didn't read the votes correctly. So what Stein is trying to do was get a reading with a wonderful machine called the human eyeball of those ballots, because Michigan, like Wisconsin, actually uses paper ballots, but they're machine read. And the machines were a mess because the budgets had been cut. And so the machines kicked out as unreadable 75,000 ballots.
And now let me just jump in. Let me just jump in. So in 2000, it was hanging chads. Here, we're hearing about bubbles.
Bubbles, exactly. Now,
you couldn't read these machines because there were bubbles?
That's right. If you saw my film, The Best Democracy Money Can Buy, you found out that my own parents, lost their vote. The election was taken away from the Democrat in San Diego because people with absentee ballots didn't properly fill in their bubbles, including my own parents. But this is what happened in Michigan. And when you vote for a candidate for president, you have to fill in a bubble to make it dark, and it has to be a black. The machines can only read a perfectly filled in circle. If it's filled in with black ink, here's the problem. There were people who used red ink, people who used pencils. Instead of filling in the bubble, they put check marks or X's. There were all kinds of problems like that. And the machines couldn't understand these things. Now, the human eyeball can easily read these things. If there's a check mark instead of filling in the bubble, if you use red ink instead of black ink, The human eye has no problem reading these things. That's what Jill Stein is paying millions of dollars to do. She'd raise millions of dollars to have humans look at these ballots that were thrown out and read them so they could be counted. And they're quickly, the number of votes that were supposedly unreadable were easily readable by humans. That was building up. There's no question, absolutely zero. I was there. Absolutely zero that Trump lost Michigan and the recount, as they called it, or really the first count, the new count, would have shown that Trump had absolutely, he didn't just lose Michigan, he got kicked in the casino. And you saw the same thing in Wisconsin, where in Milwaukee, same ballots, same machines, in this African-American city, were not simply not counted. So the recount was about counting uncounted votes, Dennis. People don't understand that. It's not been reported. I guess that's why we have our report, isn't it?
All right. Now, that is exactly why we have this report. You are listening to a weekly edition of our Elections Crimes Bulletin with Greg Palast, a reporter now for the Rolling Stone. And we're following this election before and after the crime scene tape is up. And there are a lot of big questions. Now, Greg, tell us a little bit about, who are the players here? Who's Bill Shute? Why should we be concerned that he might not be fair?
A guy named Bill Schuette, actually, who wants to be governor. He's the Republican Attorney General. And when I was in Michigan, you know, you go out to the rural areas, and he's like, he's the next best thing to God. And he's saving the people in rural, white people in rural Michigan from the black hordes in the city. And what he did was, in the middle of the recount, okay, it's supposed to be looking at all the votes. He said, he made a ruling that if the seals on a machine were broken, you couldn't count the vote. You couldn't look at the ballots in that precinct. Now, that's evidence of tampering. So it's like saying, well, if there's a crime scene where there's evidence that someone broke into the bank vault, you can't look in that vault because so there's a perfect way to get away with a crime. Just break the seal. If you're adding votes or subtracting votes from a machine, there was one machine where there were 300 voters recorded and only 50 ballots in the machine. What happened to their ballots in Detroit? What happened to 250 ballots in Detroit in one single precinct? You weren't allowed to look at that. Now, the other thing he said is that if the number of votes and voters didn't match, which really, really ought to be, investigated, in that case, he said you couldn't look at those precincts. So he basically said 59% of the precincts in Detroit could not be counted. And so that's where the missing ballots were. That's where those 75 ballots came out of, was Detroit, and he said you couldn't count 59% of them. So basically he sabotaged the count before the recount before it was over.
Wow. And so the recount is stalled. To be clear, I interrupted you earlier, but Trump only won Michigan by 10,704 votes. I think that's the figure.
The official count.
We're just talking 75,000 right here. So this is and it's over now. The count will not continue.
Well, here's why. And now, okay, it was already sabotaged, but now it can't continue because a federal judge said, wait a minute, Jill Stein, you can count the votes 100 times, but you won't be president. The only person that can ask for a count of these votes is the aggrieved party, and the aggrieved party is Hillary Clinton. Hillary Clinton said she would monitor. So the judge simply asked if Hillary Clinton wanted these votes counted. And Hillary Clinton was silent. So the judge said, if Hillary Clinton is silent and will not stand before this court and say she wants the votes counted, they can't be counted. So Hillary Clinton just said, no, don't count their votes. She didn't say it. What her silence said it. That's what happened in Michigan.
Amazing.
And in Wisconsin, you had a very similar situation. The problem is that the courts say that she is the aggrieved party. However, I talked to a lot of voters. They said, we're the aggrieved party. It's our votes. It's not Hillary Clinton's votes. It's our votes. But Clinton didn't care.
So this is, there's a whole bunch of bait and switch going on here, and there's a whole bunch of talk about the Russians sabotaging the elections, but this is, again, that thing where, you know, watch one hand, the magician, and he's doing the dirty work with the other hand.
You know what? You don't, Dennis, you don't need the Russians to tell the Michigan GOP how to disappear ballots, okay? There were no Russians who broke the seals on those machines. There were no Russians.
Are you sure?
Well,
all right, go on.
I'm sorry. I guess I, okay, I don't.
I gotta be thorough. You know, Greg.
Yeah, right. It's true. You're right about that. But you know, here's the other thing. And they even here's a subtle thing. I have a systems analyst who I had filmed, and if you go to gregpalace.com, you can see the film. And she was telling me for example, in Michigan, you can have straight party voting. You just, you know, mark a party. Say, I want to vote for all the Democratic candidates or all the Republicans. Now, in Detroit, because there's so few contested elections, and it's a solid Democratic city, most people just mark the ballot Democrat. That vote, by law, goes to Hillary Clinton. Now, some of the, especially young people, as a protest, while that vote by law goes to Hillary Clinton, if you vote straight party ticket, they wrote in as a protest Bernie Sanders for president. Unfortunately, the machines don't understand that. So the machine said, oh, these people voted twice for president. That automatically invalidates your ballot. So that every kid who put in as a protest, Bernie Sanders, invalidated their ballot by machine. Now, when they're hand counted, Those votes would be regathered for Hillary Clinton under the law. But you know, this is the type of tricks that are being played. So they said, well, you got to stop the count. And of course, you stop the count. Trump gets Michigan. Trump gets Wisconsin.
Amazing. All right. Greg Palast. The film and the book, The Best Democracy Money Can Buy, reporting now on post-election shenanigans for the Rolling Stone. We have been doing this bulletin for 25 weeks. And, Greg, we're going to have to, the crime scene tape is still up, and we're going to have to keep going.
You know, you and I are getting old on this. I started in 2000 investigating and exposing the theft in Florida. And it's like 16 years later. I can't believe we're still doing this.
I didn't have any gray hair. I didn't have any gray hair when we started this. And now that's all I have.
For Medicare. You know, it's like.
Don't worry. That won't be there either. So don't bother. Like, save yourself some.
Unfortunately, have to keep going. I'm continuing the investigation. I am in Washington, D.C. as we speak. And working with Barbara Arnwine and some of the top voting rights attorneys in this country to see if we can at least do something, make a move to restore the idea that you actually, when people vote, even if they're voters in Detroit or Flint or Milwaukee, that you count the votes. So stay tuned here and I'll tell you about those developments.
That would be good. That would be good, Greg Palast. We'll see you next week for the next edition of this Election Crimes Bulletin on Flashpoints on Pacifica Radio. Stay tuned.
I'm really rich. I'll show you that in a second.
You know, I get accused of being kind of moderate and center. I plead guilty.
You do not. Congress does not regulate Wall Street. Wall Street regulates Congress.